Hello everybody and welcome to this week's Modcast. My name's Bradley and I'll be running through all that's new in the world of SEC change in the past week. The headlines for this instalment are the outcomes of September panel and change board meetings, the October working group agenda, an introduction to the latest draft proposal raised, DP86, and finally an overview of CodeWorks, which will be going live on Monday the 23rd of September. Okay, so first up, an update on what was discussed modifications-wise during last week's panel meeting. DP79 was discussed. This mod tackles the subject of extending the powers of withdrawing modifications to the panel. The panel agreed that the draft proposal is ready to be converted to a modification proposal and that it should progress to the refinement stage. This will be discussed at October's working group meeting. Also discussed at panel were the June 2020 and November 2020 draft release implementation documents. These are now on the About Releases page of the website and cover the proposed scope of these releases on the DCC systems. We are now consulting Tabasque and Operations Group before the panel baselines these in October. If you have any comments, can you please let us know by the 2nd of October via email. On the subject of releases, the DCC have asked for the November 2019 go-live date to be delayed. We are engaging with the DCC and TAG to confirm a suitable revised date, which the panel will then consider. On to ChangeBoard now, where we presented MP76, Pursuing Non-Payment in Events of Default. This mod looks to address the issues regarding general concern that the way that payment defaults are currently handled. The ChangeBoard voted to approve this modification and it is now with authority for decision. Up next is a provisional agenda for October's monthly working group meeting, which will be taking place on Wednesday the 2nd of October. We have a jam-packed agenda this month with modifications 24, 46, 62 and 67, and also the aforementioned 79. This is a provisional agenda and it may change, but the final agenda will be published on Wednesday on the 25th of September. Okay, so we are waiting for the preliminary assessment to be returned for SEC MP24, Enduring Approach to Communication Hub Firmware Management. Assuming we receive this, we will be discussing the two solutions found in the DCC's preliminary assessment. For SEC MP46, which is Allow DNO to Control Electric Vehicle Chargers Connected to Smart Meter Infrastructure, we will be looking to discuss a preliminary assessment and if this modification is ready to move on to the refinement consultation. For SEC MP62, Northbound Application Traffic Management, Alert Storm Protection, we will be aiming to identify any synergies or cost savings with SEC MP67 and to agree that it is ready for the change board vote. For SEC MP67, Service Request Traffic Management, as mentioned, we are going to investigate the links with modification 62. And finally for MP79, Provisions for Withdrawing Modifications, whereas previously discussed, we will be running through the business requirements and draft legal text. It's worth noting that the agenda can be found on our website under the Meetings tab on the Meetings Calendar page. The materials for this meeting will also be made available the Wednesday prior to the meeting on the 25th of September. Okay, on to our new draft proposal now, DP86, and I've invited our lead analyst Harry Jones to give you a brief insight into the issue.
Alright, cheers Brad. So, Mod 86 is Alt-Han Rollout Financing. This proposal looks at exploring financing mechanisms to spread the cost of supplier in-year costs. Currently, a high cost would be incurred over a short time period, and a suggestion is to extend this to deliver lower costs over a longer period. The draft proposal will be taken to the Change Subcommittee next week.
Great, thanks Harry. On to the final part of this episode now, with an overview of CodeWorks. The 23rd of September marks the 6th anniversary of the Smart Energy Code going live, and to mark this occasion, we will be launching the digital version of the SEC. This will provide a new online digital platform for the SEC. SEC parties will be able to access the code as well as all the consultation materials on CodeWorks in a digital, easily searchable form instead of PDF. More information about this will be available on our website. Okay, so that's about all we have time for this week, so have a great week everyone and happy 6th birthday to the SEC. Bye for now.